Time to get back on track with ABC and MasterHeart program. So thank you for watching this. I'm going to do a quick whirlwind run through of, well, you are in this program and you know that there's a lot of benefit that you could probably be getting from it that you aren't using because there's a lot going on. So let me just kind of give you a summary of what I think is the most effective way to get re-engaged with the program. Okay, so thing number one is, did you know, hopefully you do, that you have an assigned helper of the program, from the program? So hopefully you're in touch with your helper, but if you're not in touch with, for some, or even though you know who your helper is, I think you probably do. But if you don't know, please contact me personally, and I will make sure I make that reconnection. But those of you watch, most of you watching know who your helper is. And guess what? They are eager to hear from you. So please send them a quick email and say, thank you for being my helper. And I just want to let you know I'm getting back into the program and here's what I'm planning to do. Well, you might say, well, how do I know what to plan to do? Well, I'm going to be telling you this in the next 3 minutes. And if you still don't know what's the best way of getting re-engaged, ask your helper, hey, how are you engaging with the program? So you can give me an idea of how to best engage with it. So your helper is there. They really love hearing from you. And I'm my helper's helper. So I hear from the helpers that some of them don't hear from you. That's why I want you to reach out to them and say thank you and tell them that you're re-engaged. They'll be so happy. So that's one way, because the helper is there to at least once a month check in with you just to see that you're making use of the program. Okay, number one. Number two is that to use a program like this means that there is some rhythm that you are connecting with the material and with the community. So my question for you, what is your rhythm of connection? You might say, George, well, what's available to me? Let me go ahead and share my screen so that I can kind of walk through some of the things I would recommend. All right. And I want to thank Heather Lakatos for being here for the live recording. So thank you. And with a wonderful new background. So here is the rhythm that I would recommend. First of all, there are 3 Q&A calls every week just for ABC MasterHeart members. Did you know that? Well, I hope you do. Now you do. And they are on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, which is 12 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. BST. That's, you know, United Kingdom, London time, you know, 6 p.m. Central European time, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So the Q&As, let me just tell you what the Q&As are first, and then I'll describe when you should come to them. So Thursdays also at 9 a.m. and also Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And what does World Time Buddy say right now? It is 9 a.m. Sydney, 9 a.m. Singapore, 11 a.m. Sydney on Fridays. So Friday, Singapore for 9 a.m., Sydney, 11 a.m. Okay, so what are these for? These are for all kinds of questions. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're stuck in a particular marketing tactic or strategy. Say, George, I know that it's going to be so helpful for my business to get my message out to a lot more people. And I know that Facebook ad, Instagram ads are the cheapest and most targeted way of doing that. I don't know what the first step is for that. Perfect. Come to the Q&A. Let me help you with the first step. Or you're already, you know, 35 steps into it and you're getting stuck now and say, George, how do I target my audience better? Or how do I spend my budget more wisely? Well, perfect. Or if you have questions about any part of my courses, it could be about outreach. It could be about, creating a program. It could be about some technical challenge. It could be about joyful productivity. All the courses I teach, you're welcome to just show up to the Q&A and ask about any of it. Even if you didn't take the course, this is really important. Even if you haven't taken the course, you're welcome just to show up to Q&A and say, George, I'm curious about your course about net caring. I hear it's important. I haven't taken it. Tell me, based on what you know about me, or let me tell you where I'm at with things, what do you recommend as my next step? let me be your George GPT. Okay, all right. So those of you who don't know, that's an inside joke for ChatGPT. Okay, all right. So you can ask specific questions about courses, or you can simply show up and say, George, I am stuck in my business right now. Here's my situation. You're either at the beginning or you're somewhere along the road. You're stuck and you would just want my guidance, my feedback, my insight into whatever situation you're in right now. I'm happy to do it. You don't have to have looked at anything else from me. You can show up as you are and just ask based on where you are right now. Really, it's really that accepting. And the people on the calls are amazing. As you probably know, you're one of them. And so show up, people love you and allow people to support you. The Q&A calls are not just for me to help you, but for you to reconnect with the others in the community. So that's a really nice rhythm. You don't have to come to all, most people do not come to all three Q&A calls. So choose one of these three times that work for you. I'm hoping one of these, and by the way, you don't have to show up for the entire call. You could show up at the beginning and leave at the end, or you could show up at the beginning, leave, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes into it, or you could show up in the middle, anywhere in the middle, and then leave at the end. It's really up to you, okay? Show up whenever. I hope one of these times works for you. If the times don't work for you, you can still post, you know, post your question. Didn't mean for you to be all caps, but there you are. Post your questions in our group/forum. We now have we have the Simplero ABC forum, or you can post in our Facebook ABC group. Post your questions and I will record my answer for you in one of these calls and send it to you. Sounds good? So there really is no excuse for you not to engage with me and with the community, either posting your questions or showing up. Okay, so that's a really nice rhythm. Just choose one of the calls, show up every week if you can. If you can't show up every week, try to show up once every 2 weeks just to touch in on what strategy you're working on and how can we support you and help you to, make it more savvy, make it more, comprehensive, or make it more focused. So, all right, that's a nice rhythm. The other rhythm you might want to show up for is the joyful productivity pep talks. And this is for inspiration, for motivation, and also for connection. Because in those pep talks, I do 15 to 20 minutes of pep talks, and then I do a breakout group on most weeks, not every week, but I'm trying to do them on a regular basis. So the pep talks are 8:30 a.m. Pacific, which is 11:30 a.m. Eastern, which is 4:30 p.m. BST. Okay, so that happens then, and it also happens, Mondays, and also happens Mondays at 5:30 p.m. PAC, 8:30 East p.m. East, which is, let me give you that quick one. So that would be 8:30 Singapore, 10:30 Sydney on Tuesdays, right? Tuesdays, sorry, it should be, let me show you more accurately here. So yeah, Tuesdays, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, Singapore, 10:30 a.m. Sydney on Tuesdays. All right, so those pep talks and breakouts for connection. And by the way, these pep talks are available not only to ABC Masterheart, but also to the few people who are in the Joyful Productivity 2023 program. Again, wonderful, authentic business owners that you might want to connect with. So pick one of these calls, come to it. If you can't come to it, you get the recording at the end of the week. All right. So that is that's the essential rhythm of the live calls in MasterHeart. Now, these are the ones that I lead. There are also ones that are helper-led calls. Okay, so let me tell you, there are going to be net caring breakout calls happening soon. As of this recording, they're not announced yet, but they're about to be announced in the next few weeks. They're going to be regular weekly calls where you show up, a helper is facilitating just for connecting with the community, where people get to know you, you get to know them better, you get to talk about what you're working on, and it's wonderful. And then there's also helper hangouts, which are co-working calls. They are talking about specific topic, such as hat manuals, things like that. So helper hangouts, I will put a link below this video so you can find them more easily. In fact, I'll put a link below this video for each of these things. So the helper-led calls are a wonderful way not to get my teaching, quote unquote, but to get community connection. So let me just kind of summarize for you. Here's the path to authentic business success. I mean, I could slice this in a thousand ways, but here's how I'm going to slice it right now. Okay. Inspiration. Okay. You need regular inspiration, because we all kind of get anxious and down and blocked and stuck in various things. So inspiration, where do you get inspiration? You get it from connecting with others, and you also get it from the pep talks. And you also get it when you listen to some of the Q&A, you might get some inspiration for what to do next. Okay, so inspiration, knowledge, which comes from courses, for example, courses, books, videos, content that you consume. And as you know, in the ABC program, there are an abundance of courses. I'll talk about that next. But inspiration, knowledge, and connection. When you connect and collaborate with your fellow members, you kind of expand your world in multiple ways. So I really hope you will take this to heart and say, how am I going to have a regular rhythm of inspiration, knowledge, and connection? I'm paying for this program. I might as well use it, okay, for these key things. Okay, so what about knowledge? All right, which courses do I recommend? Well, you've got a bunch. I will put the link below. You can see all the ones that you have accessible to you. But if I were to just say what everyone should consider taking, I would say Joyful Productivity is the foundation. I revisit it. I mean, I find it so important that I'm literally doing a regular call just to remind people of that. Joyful Productivity has a suite of skills where you learn how to create HAP manuals. You learn how to do sort of like clearing your inbox, managing your to-do list, decluttering your browser tabs and bookmarks and energy reboot, and sort of like the softer parts of Joyful Productivity, like working lightly, working deeply. All those things help you to, show up on a regular basis and actually enjoy work. So Joyful Productivity, that course is available to you. You don't have to buy it with credits. As an ABC MasterHard member, you have access to it already. Number two, BizPlan. This, I think all of you, hopefully all of you have taken this. If you haven't taken it, that's foundational for business and marketing knowledge, my strategies. Particularly, I want you to pay attention to the 1-11 formula, because that's sort of, if I were to give you a prescription of, all right, here's literally what to do to reach the success that I can help you reach, that everything I know, I put into the 1-11 formula as a kind of an outline of what to do, okay? So BizPlan 1-11 formula, I recommend it to all of you. And finally, this is a good one that I just recently recorded, Simple Authentic Moneymaking, right? And Heather, you were the course helper for that, yeah. So Simple Authentic Moneymaking, otherwise known as SAM, is just a nice way to touch back into, all right, George, I've got the Joyful Productivity, or you could take these three in parallel if you want to, but Simple Authentic Money Making kind of gets back into, just like what it sounds like. How do I actually make money or get clients, make my business work? That's a really nice one just to clarify things. There's a really a very active course discussion there as well. So that is the basics of how to get back on track. Think about your rhythm of connection with our community in terms of our calls and in terms of the courses, right? The calls helper. That was the first one. That your helper is sort of your touch point into the community. Say hello to them. Let them know, thank you for supporting me. Even if it's a light touch, they care. Okay, so touch in with them, let them know you're getting back on track with the community. Here's what you plan to do, right? And then the rhythm of calls, what's going to be your rhythm of touching in? Again, you don't have to attend every week, but try to attend every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, just try to show up for at least half an hour or 15 minutes on one of the calls to say hello, touch back into the inspiration and knowledge that's here. And just here, I mean, not just my courses, but the whole community is always offering their contributions to one another. And finally, the knowledge, which is there for you in the courses, especially Joyful Productivity, BizPlan, and simple authentic money making. So I hope this is helpful. The last thing I'll just say real quick is, you know, the reason why we have to keep getting back on track. I should have said this in the beginning, but here you are at the end. Thank you for watching all over here. The reason why we have to, why is getting back on track even necessary as a consistent reminder? Because you are your own boss, and most of us are not used to being our own boss. We grew up with parents being our boss, teachers being our boss, the school system being our boss, and then we you know, got a job and our supervisors were our boss, the government's our boss, got to pay taxes. So we're so used to maybe the church or whatever other authority figures you're used to, we're so used to getting direction from other people. And essentially, the route to authentic business success means that you have to have authentic authority within you to say, this is what I'm going to do. I know how to tap into my own designs and design my own optimal life and business schedule, essentially. So this is all about learning how to be a really good boss to yourself. No one's going to tell you what to do. Content's not going to make itself. Money is not going to make itself. You know, yes, you're going to be lucky. Sometimes clients will come to you through word of mouth, but you'll know that that word of mouth engine isn't as strong, especially in the first couple years of business. The first couple years, for some of us, the first 10 years, right, is where you have to make that engine strong. And how do you make that engine strong? You work on the engine. You design the engine, and then you fuel the engine. You oil it. You take care. You nurture that engine. That's one metaphor. You can also say an orchard. An orchard, you know, how will you get the fruits? The fruits aren't going to, the fruit trees aren't going to grow themselves. The vegetable garden is going to grow itself. The farm is going to grow itself. You have to put work into growing the orchard, growing the farm, growing the garden the first couple of years. And then you got a system going. Now you have a rhythm of, you know, tilling the soil. I don't know nothing about farming, but something like tilling the soil and you know, harvesting. Those are the two words I know. That is when you go, I got a system. I always have fruit, you know, hopefully year round, because you have different kinds of fruits, right? Multiple offerings, right? This is how we do it. We have to learn how to be our own boss. We have to learn how to cultivate our own system that bears fruit for us. And that's why we have to get back on track regularly, because in the beginning, it's just kind of thinking that you're going to go by inspiration. You'll notice that it's a few of us might be privileged enough to have enough support from our family to be able to just go by inspiration. Most of us don't, myself included. And in fact, the less regular support you have from family or your own savings, the more you realize you have to get back on track regularly to create that system that bears fruit. So that becomes easier and easier. I mean, just one quick example before I end, this is getting a bit long, but one quick example. You know, with Facebook ads, for example, I talk about all the time where it just grows the audience almost automatically, right? Content plus Facebook ads. Now, you know how much time I spend on Facebook ads? Half an hour a month. So that's an example. I spend 30 minutes a month nowadays on Facebook ads, and it's just a system that keeps growing my audience consistently, replenishing the ones who leave. Attrition is normal for every business. And that's what I want for you too. Like my system of, you know, launching my programs, launching my course, launching my services is now a system. And I just have a lot less angst and confusion around things because it's a system now that I've built, I've tweaked, and I've continued to nurture over time. And that's what you need to do. Get back on track is get back into creating your system. You don't have to do it alone. That's why you're here with my help, with the help of this community, because we're all doing it together. So I hope this is inspirational for you. I hope this is guiding for you to get back. And I look forward to seeing how this helps you to show up on a regular basis. Thank you so much for watching.